This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, Amy Pascal comes to me and is like, oh, like all these emails like leaked, all our stuff leaked from Sony. And it's like, you did it because you were like trying to print your own valet card. And it's like, well, the secretary wasn't there to do it for me. So it's like I had to do something. What am I going to do? Just like stand there all day or like pay like
take responsibility.
You are supposed to validate, you know? And so what part of that is someone has to be sitting at the desk, and when there's nobody there, then yeah, I'm going to get on the computer and I'm going to try and print my own valet card.
I love how people try to pass the buck.
I know. It's like
Amy, have your secretary not take a bathroom break right when I'm trying to validate, and
then,
maybe you won't
like,
have your emails leaked.
Even then, it's like the secretary, you know, like blame it on the secretary. Why would it be me in the situation when there's someone who's like so clearly at fault, who's supposed to be sitting at the desk all day long and validating valet cards?
Frustrating.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We've spent a lot of time this week and last week and maybe even part of the week before that. Getting emails about like, what are we going to say about a certain issue?
Yes. And one thing is, stop telling us what you want us to talk about.
Yes. And just sending us emails asking us, what are you going to say? Is like, we're just listen to the thing and then we'll tell you what we're going to say.
Keep
on
your ears
the
open
thing.
And you'll find out what we're going to say.
I'm not going to write back, you in an email.
Here's what we're going to say.
Plus, I don't even know. I just sit down and I say it. I don't know before.
No, I don't think about what I'm going to say.
So anyway, the thing in this case is people know Sean and I had a relationship with Bill Cosby in the past. Are we going to take a position on this thing lately? I don't want to get into the details.
For people who live under a rock,
it's this whole,
for people who live under a rock, Hayes created the Cosby mysteries. And let's get it out of the way right now. So hour-long mystery show, sorry about Cosby, you call some mysteries.
And does that make us best friends? I wouldn't say that we're best friends because
no,
of
that.
No,
professional associates.
We worked closely together for quite a long time, yes.
Am I best friends with engineer Cody?
Yeah,
you know? No.
Right, we work.
I work with him.
We do something together.
Am I best friends with my cousin, my little cousin Sam? No. Hey, engineer Sam, tell him I'm not your best friend.
I'm sorry, actually, I wasn't listening.
Well, that just about does the same job for me.
Yeah, just turn it back off.
And push it. You were right to have it pointed away from you.
Yes, and it is an opportunity when we throw to you. And, you know, be ready for the luck is what,
that's
what they
when,
say.
Yes, it's when luck meets us throwing to you. Yes. No, that's right. That's what, yes. Success.
So there's this whole sort of this whole kerfuffle going on with Bill, and people ask us, "Oh, what are you going
to
say? You must say something." Everyone just has to say something.
You've
all the
got
time
to
now.
What do you?
Everyone's
we
expecting
you,
to weigh in about just every little thing that's happening.
Have you noticed this about social media? Just as an aside, mm-hmm. that it does feel like all of a sudden. Everybody's opinion is getting out
yes.
there.
And it's ridiculous. There's this whole outrage machine now where somebody rapes 20 women and everyone now is like all gets so upset.
Oh, and the echo chamber of the internet.
Yes.
And it's just like
everyone's just
have,
so ready to like so just ready and waiting like when the, just like anything happens.
And it's like any when people are saying stuff, I'm like, are you saying that or are you saying just
yeah.
sharing that what you somebody else said? I mean, I can't even
you
tell.
You don't even know who is the one, yes, supposed to be even speaking. Yes. It's because they don't say.
And with the hashtags and
yes, it's insane. But anyway.
Don't use hashtags. Come up with your own way to summarize, the thing.
Anyway, there's this stuff with Bill. there's a reason. If we don't talk about something, there's a reason why. And the reason in this case is when you get accused of something like this, you can't dignify it with a response.
Bill has literally said
he doesn't want to even dignify it.
He doesn't want to dignify
with a response
by, you know, addressing innuendos.
And so you wonder, you know, you look around and you say, why has no one in this person's life come to defend him?
Yes, why has not one single person who's ever known him come out and said
even, I don't think he did this thing.
I suspect it didn't happen.
It's not in his character for him to rape all these women. Why is nobody saying
why
that?
Why hasn't anybody said that? And it's like, oh, well, the answer is in Bill's response is they don't want to dignify it.
They don't want to dignify it with a response.
And saying that someone is likely not a rapist based on the interactions you've had with them is really dignifying an innuendo in this case.
Yes,
and please don't make a joke about how innuendo sounds like in your rear end or something like that. Please don't do that, because that is dignifying that sound-alike joke.
Because this is the risk. This is what you have to understand if you're out there listening and you're wondering why Bill and all these other people haven't spoken up about this.
Not anyone who's worked with him, not a single person, no comics.
I've seen some of, like, Raven Simone and some of the little kids on the show have spoken up to say, like, I don't know.
I was not molested.
Yes, yeah, so to say, like, I was a little kid. Like,
Raven said.
Which is actually, she's overstepping a little bit. I actually do not think she should have said that. That's getting very close to dignifying it.
Yes.
I
think she might have been, not by Bill, but
this
I mean,
is what,
she
this is what I want to explain, because if someone accuses you of raping 20 people, and if you respond and say, no,
minimum 20 people minimum, say
that are out there that we know of.
Yes. And so thus
there's a chance that it could be, that could only be a small fraction.
Almost certainly many more. Yes. If someone accuses you of that,
if you say, no, I didn't do that, then you run the risk of people starting to think that you did do
it. Yes. And that, I think, might be what Bill's afraid of, is the perception that maybe he did it.
People might start to think that he actually might have done this thing, whereas instead, by maintaining his silence and not dignifying it with a response, now people are saying, like, oh, these people are just crazy, because, like, why would Bill just act like he doesn't even care if this were, like, if he'd actually done this is, like, a pretty serious thing. Why is he just being so quiet about
it? Yes, he'd probably be out there dignifying it.
It's
but
like,
he's
does
not
he even know
it?
That people are
and you look
talking
at,
about
and
this?
And you look at who's talking about it, and you go, these are the people dignifying find it, so maybe they're in the wrong somehow.
Yes.
And look at who profits.
Yes. And this is always follow the money.
Yes, always follow the money. And often it's the person.
It's in this
well,
case.
Well, hang on. I'm trying to think of who it is.
I actually do have a guess. It's Temple University's athletic rival.
Ah, yeah.
It's whichever. I don't know who there. It's maybe like Villanova.
They're in Philly, so I guess, yes.
It could be Villanova. It probably is,
they
actually
probably hate Gonzaga. So it's probably the Gonzaga the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And then don't go Zags. Don't go and do that.
Yeah.
Don't go and say this about Bill and put us in a position where we either have to dignify it by saying he didn't do it, or do what we're going to do right now and say that he almost definitely, no, he did do it.
Yeah,
and that is the only way to counteract this sort of conundrum.
Yes, because now people are saying, like, well, did he really? You know?
Well,
like,
he made the point that if he says he didn't do it, it seems like people might think he did do it.
Right.
So what I'm saying is,
yes,
he did do it.
Yes.
So now you know
and
he did
it. Yeah, people are reacting to that saying, like, well, yeah, probably not. Right. Yeah.
And in order to defend Bill and to protect him, what I have to say is he must have done something very bad.
And the idea that all these women would have told very similar stories for no financial gain of their own.
Not for money, not, you know, beyond any opportunity for a criminal trial for many of them at this point.
Sure.
So really for no gain
and
other
for
than
someone like,
what some people have said was fame. And I'm not sure you want to be famous for being drugged and raped
and
by Bill Cosby.
And say you're like a Janice Dickinson who said this at the point where she was already pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
And it could really have only done damage to her career saying she was raped by Bill Cosby. She had absolutely no reason to say something like that. It's not exactly on brand for her.
Well, yes, and I think that's the kind of thing Bill doesn't want to dignify by denying, is this Janice Dickinson? And what I would say to that is, okay, well, then he probably did do that to Janice Dickinson, mm-hmm. and now isn't it murky?
Mm-hmm. And so now the only thing left, I guess, is for Bill to say that he...
If he says he did do it?
That he'd just say that he did it.
Yeah, then I'm going, I guess he's innocent.
And then to even do it one more time, because then people look back in these other ones and be like, well, someone who... was suspected of doing it that many times, wouldn't just go out and do it again.
Mm.
And so then it becomes like, then it's open and shut.
So, of course, our,
I'm in this mystery-solving mode because of Serial, I think. It's like everything now, I just look around and I'm like, I want to be a case solver.
And wasn't Cosby Mysteries really the precursor to Serial? I mean, isn't that kind of how they got that idea?
Yes.
To kind of look at a crime.
That did occur to me. A lot of the stuff because he did a crime. In the beginning, yes, and now they're going through solving it, which is what Cosby was doing on our show.
Well, it's so funny to trace back when you see these things explode and become popular, like Serial has, and you go like, well, what is the real grandfather of this? And more often than not, it's Cosby Mysteries.
Because, and I understand that, like, you are usually going off of something that's been successful in the past, and you have to, it's the risk takers, like, Cosby Mysteries shouldn't have worked. Like, Cosby was known for just being a nice dad, and, like, getting him in this world of mystery and intrigue was, like, that was at the time a pretty big risk.
Pretty daring.
If you can believe it. But, no, I love that it's still out, that it has a legacy, that it's still out there, and I can enjoy it. I'm loving it.
Good for you. There's a fucking guest.
We have a great guest today. Dan Klein is here in the studio. You guys all know Dan. He's a really, really hot stand-up right now. He has a great special that he's just self-released. Dan Klein, This Is Comedy. And we're really excited to have him here. And we also want to give a special shout-out to all of our new listeners who are fans of Dan. We hope you stick with the show and that you enjoy the interview coming right up on Hollywood Handbook.
So at this point, you know, and I've witnessed the whole thing, and Ed Koch turns to Rudyard Kipling Jr.
Yeah.
And he says, connect four.
Yeah.
Rudyard is furious. Because you said you cheated, Ed. Now, I know he cheated, but I'm not the referee.
You know what?
Yes.
I think makes him the maddest about the way Ed does that, because I played with him. It's because you said he turns to Rudyard. So the way he... turns away when he knows he's going to get Connect Four.
Yes.
And you're playing him, and you're like, what's he doing? Is he distracted? And then he turns around in his chair.
Well, and it's then all he puts distraction, little, and it's all pulling focus. You know, that's his whole game.
Mm-hmm. Sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, welcome
hi.
To Hollywood Handbook.
What up, what
and it's
up?
Time to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet, lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We have a really exciting guest today. His name is Dan Klein. You've
Not
seen
Not quite
his,
a corker.
No, he's a, well, come on. He's a...
I tease him because we're friends and so we can
And it's
do.
Like, yeah. And
yeah.
He does jokes and we do jokes too.
Yes, we're just proving we're funny too.
You've seen his stand-up special that he self-released on YouTube, which is totally changing the model of the way stand-up is done today.
Well, you used to have to go through the big boys.
Yeah, and it's a huge honor to have him, Dan Klein. Thank you so much for being here.
Dudes, thank you so much for having me. Like, I love this podcast. I love that you guys are, like, changing the game, and, like, it's dope as hell. This is awesome. This is so chill to be here.
Well, speaking of changing the game.
You're dope as hell. I mean, you're changing the game.
I know. It makes me want to do like him, you know? It is really – it's so cool. And what you're doing with your special – just putting it up online, just putting it out there so anyone can, is it pay what you want?
Dude, it's like, if you laugh your ass off, like maybe throw in like a few bucks, and like, if you think it's like dope and really like it, but like, or like, I think you can get better. 'Cause like, I'm always trying to get better. Like, I know in a few years, like I'm going to be so much better because, like, I'm always doing shows, always coming up with material.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe you don't kick in as much, but, like, you know, like, pay whatever you want. Like, you don't have to go through the regular channels anymore. Like, it's like a new era for creators. I'm, like, so happy to be a part of this community.
And has it been working out?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I get kids coming up to me all the time being like, you're so, like, you are the funniest. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, honestly, that's awesome. That's so cool that, like, that's chill. You're coming up to me and I'll take pictures or whatever. And, like, they're, you know, if it's a girl, she'll probably be like hitting on me or whatever. But, like, then I'm like, it's going to get better though. So, you know, like, save your money. Cause they're right. trying to, they're always, people yeah. are always like, when's your yeah. next show? I want to give you money. Let me sign up for your email list. I'm like, I can't even manage all this shit, you know?
That's badass. And I can't even imagine it being much better. But what I was going to say is with this model you're trying out, it almost makes me want to pay my money even more.
Exactly.
And that I don't yes. have to pay the
and
money.
Like, you don't have mm-hmm. to, dude. It's like, if you don't want to pay, like, don't even worry about it. Like, it wants, that's totally chill.
You
like,
want to prove that you can.
But you'd feel, exactly. I mean, you must feel like a real piece of shit if you don't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Especially if you watch and you're like me at all.
Yeah.
And you're just laughing and just busting up in a good way, you
And
know?
This is, you know, this special I make, like, my comedy, it's for everyone. Like, mm-hmm. everyone could enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll say.
And I will take money, like, I'll take money from anyone. Like, if, you know, like, your grandma, like, she fucking thinks it's hilarious, like, you know, however much she thinks is cool to pay for, like, an amazing comedy special. Little kid, however much he thinks is cool to pay for, like, a full comedy special.
But it is nice also, you wouldn't expect, like, a guy who's homeless or, yes. like, someone who's, like, really struggling with their job. It's almost for them in a way.
Yes, I would say mostly.
Yeah.
Now they're allowed to actually have the jokes. And yes. Maybe they're too actually
They don't get
it.
Left out and yes. they should kick in as much as they can, you know? Like, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you don't have a yes. job, you don't have that much, you don't have a home, but, like, how much do you think this comedy is worth to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably worth more to them because they don't have as much.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I have a lot of homeless people coming to me all the time. And they're like, you're so funny. Like, thank you. You know, it's amazing. I never thought, you know, like, growing up the way I did, I never thought I would get this, like, famous and shit. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why all comedians don't do it this way. Don't just release a special and have it be sort of pay what you want.
I bet a lot of people.
Because it works for Louis C.K. It worked for Aziz. And now it's working for you. And
I know. Like, and it's so cool to be, like, lumped with those guys. You know, mm-hmm. like, that's. I just want.
Right above them for me. Just because. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah. But that dude.
No, and you don't want me to say that. And you asked me not to say it before we started recording. But it is for me because we talked a little about Louis and how some episodes of his show I don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
He is like, I try to explain this to people. He's like kind of like an artist. Like, there's a lot of guys who aren't always that funny that are comedians. Like, have you guys heard of Woody Allen?
Yeah, I have seen some of his stuff. I saw the big movie.
A lot of stuff that he makes is not that funny, and
right.
that's like a cool comedy thing. Because
there's love. There's a lot of love in it as well.
Yeah, and like so, it's like, you know, when you're young and you're doing shit like me, like, I'm super young and I'm like doing as much. I'm being funny. I'm being cool. But, like, as you get older, you want to be like, you want to make, like, serious stuff. And I hope to one day, like, do that, like, direct and shit too, like, just like those guys.
Do you have anything in mind now? Something you would do in the future? Like, a real artistic project?
Yeah. Like, something totally artsy, I think, is, like, in my mind right now. That's what I would do, is something, like, totally artsy.
Danny, I heard a rumor about you.
Yeah.
That you growing up actually are kind of were a nerd.
And yeah, you talk about that a little.
Your stand-up, and to me, I mean, you seem so cool. Like, that it's just, I mean,
it
do
is
you
almost
get
hard
that?
To
I mean, is it's hard to
Sean
resolve
and I
it
are,
in a way.
You know, self-confessed nerds.
Oh, God.
I'm like such a
comic
nerd, dude.
Books.
Yeah, I read comics.
You do?
Yes. Yeah, I read comics.
Get out of here.
I watch like Doctor Who and shit. Like,
what are some of the comics?
Dude, like Spider-Man and
what?
Shit.
What? Are you kidding
me?
So you're a,
and
so
shit.
He's Marvel and not DC, I told you.
Dude, I'm totally like, I love like Marvel superheroes. I love going to like the movies and seeing how they like make them now. And I'm like, I'm so nerdy for this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not for everyone. It's just like for nerds. And like, even like, you know, like, kids will be like, oh, Spider-Man. It's like, no, dude, like, I used to like read this shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's like crazy. And like, you would be surprised, but a lot of comedians like weren't super cool in school.
Well, and that goes to my point is like, how is this cool guy funny? Because to me, being funny almost comes from having had nerdiness in your past. And it's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah, dude. Like,
and
that's
you,
what
you're
I
turning
did.
Turning
like,
that pain and firing. It's like a clay pot. It like, works sort of the same way.
A real thing is like, comedians could get like sad. I know it sounds crazy because it's like people are like, you're like funny all the time. Mm-hmm. Like you're probably doing like the funniest shit like when no one's around. And it's like, I am. But like there are times where you're like sad and shit. And like that's like an awesome time to come up with like funny stuff. Like when you're like, oh, I'm like, it's like dark outside or like I'm sad and stuff. That's when you're like, oh, I'm being super funny. And it's hard for people to get that because they're like, I don't get that way. And it's like, well, because you're not a comedian.
Is there a specific time you want to talk about where
dude, like have you guys ever gotten dumped? You guys ever get dumped by a girlfriend? Dude, you can get so much material from getting dumped by like a hot girl. Cause like hot girls are crazy.
Oh, please, yes. Right?
Is that a riff?
I mean,
is that
am I setting you
let
up?
Let him go.
Because,
I feel like we should just let him go.
I mean, do I get out of the way? Because they are. I
hot
mean,
girls
this
are
is,
crazy.
Well, yeah. This is something I like about your stuff, is like it is something that I do relate to. I have had this experience getting dumped, you know, boo-hoo, but it's sad when it happened. But I also don't. I relate to it, but I don't hear anybody talk about
this. And the fact that, like, with hot girls, for a while you think that, like, everything's okay, but
because
then eventually you're like, wait, it's like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Like
what's going on?
You see, like, how many shoes they have, and you're like, record scratch, like, wait a minute, NASA, take us back home, you know what I mean? Because you're, like, on a fucking spaceship straight to crazy.
How much do I pay for this?
Yeah, this shit's free, man. That's the wave of the future. Unless you pay what you want, though, right? You can donate and shit.
Now, it's interesting. You talk about relationships. Watching your special, just like I watched it a few times, and that's dope. At different times in the special, paid every time, don't worry. at different times in the special, you talk about being single, but you say you have a girlfriend, and you talk about being married at some points. And
it's all just like stuff that's like relatable, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, when you're on stage, and like, here's a tip, like, sometimes I'll be like, yo, the other day, like, I was, like, fucking this girl or some shit like that.
Yeah, that might have happened
in truth. Mm-hmm. And, like, that might have happened, like, a month ago. But it's just a way to get people to, like, listen to your shit. Like, that's all you're trying to do, is you're just trying to entertain. You're trying to make people laugh. And you're allowed to, like, you know, embellish just a little bit. But, like, it's all true. It's all, like, really a part of me.
Because you might be telling a joke and there are some single people in the audience and you tell the joke for them about being single.
You want to make them laugh.
But then you want to include some of the married people,
I was going to say, you're leaving out the married people, the people who are just dating.
And so, like, so then you can just suddenly be married and now they can be laughing.
Exactly. And you just want to make everyone laugh. And like, it doesn't always matter what's real, what's like, it's just about making people laugh. It's just about fun. It's just comedy, you know?
Well, and I guess that's part of it for me too, is like, he does want to make everyone laugh, Hayes. Is like, that's kind of why, because Aziz really only wants to make the Aziz fans laugh.
Right.
And I want everyone to be a fan of mine, you know? Like, a lot of people, I don't get that. Like, I mean, I guess they're, like, trying to be cool in this weird way, and it's like, I think the coolest thing is to be, like, the most famous, like, richest person in Hollywood. That would be, like, so cool.
Absolutely.
I think that's a way to protect themselves. You know, I honestly think it's looking at themselves and being like, I don't have the chops to actually take this all the way.
Right.
And so then saying, like, okay, I'm going to do, like, this other thing that like seems cool but is actually just a way for me
to protect myself. Like, I'm just trying to be like as cool and famous as possible, and like I love it, you know. I love like driving down the street, people recognizing me. I'm always talking to my fans. I love getting tweeted out, like, tweet at me anytime you want. I'm always on my phone, like, checking in with my fans. I love it.
You talk about fans and you talk about being famous. There's a great part, and if you haven't watched his special, This Is Comedy, which is a cool, that's almost like a Dimitri Martin style, minimalist title.
Dude, I love that guy.
Dimitri,
like,
an inspiration.
He's not for everyone, but like, he's like really smart and like
he's very alt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's so, there's like this whole other scene that like not a lot of people know about. It's really cool. Like, go to like New York City and like go to the comedy clubs there, and there's like all these guys you've never heard of, but they're like doing some funny kind of stuff.
Do you
Name
have
some
any
of those stand ups? Who do people, like, the general public don't know about, but you know about?
Like, Dimitri Martin is like a guy. guy, like, well,
Tim Meadows.
Yeah, Tim Meadows is like a guy. I say, like, Tina Fey for a while, like, she's super cool. Yep. And, like, she ended up on SNL, which is, like, such a cool show. They do, like, all this, that'd be awesome stuff. Like, I would love to, like, host that. That would be so cool one day if I got to, like, host SNL. That would be, like, a fucking dream, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm just, like, a kid from Jersey, so whatever, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, I could see you being good at that.
Right? Like, dude, I could do, like, characters and stuff.
Yeah, do you have any characters?
Yeah, like, that... the guy that works, that, like, at the corner store, like, hello, put that down, you know.
Right? It's like a stealer,
dude. I'm not gonna fucking steal your shit, man. Like, put down the shotgun, dude. I'm like,
see, it's like you could do the whole sketch, just you. And I wonder if that's why they don't bring you in.
Yes, you'd be getting held down because you're showing up their cast.
They want which,
yeah.
To me, is not as strong as it was when it was Dana Carvey.
Yes.
Who's that?
Well, this was a guy, this is a little before your time, honestly.
I've watched some, like, old SNLs with, like, my dad and stuff, and, like, that wasn't funny, but, like, I got how people might have thought
right, you've
funny.
Seen, like, you know, the Will Ferrell ones before, like, yeah. You know, Anchorman.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is even before that.
Oh,
and there was this guy, awesome. Dana Carvey, but the guy would dress like a girl.
Yes.
And he would do... We're not special.
Wait, some dude's name was Dana?
Yeah.
Were his parents hitting the bong? What should we name him? Maybe Dan? What'd you say, Dane? I'm writing Dana on the birth certificate. I'm so ripped. And the doctor's like, I'm ripped too, dude. That'd be so dope. Like, a doctor's like ripped. Like, take a bong.
Keep going.
The bong, and like, he's driving away, and like, the parking guy's like, I'm ripped too, dude. Right, and the guy on the sidewalk's like, what's that? I'm like ripped right now.
Welcome to California. Crazy. It's legal.
Oh my God, dude. Don't even get me started.
Are you enjoying it here? Because you're New York based. Do you like when you get the chance to come out here?
It's LA and California. It's like a cool place to visit, but it's like a little different.
Yeah,
than New York. I've noticed like a lot of differences. Like, first of all, like, you're sitting in your car a lot. In New York, it's like, I'm not in a car. I'm on the subway. You know? Right? You're like, you're like, like, that's how it starts. But in New York, you're like, next stop on the L train. Bing, ta-goong. You know what I mean? It's like different shit, you know? Yeah. Cars. And you go like underground. Here you're like, I'll be above ground, thank you. Not going to go underground. There's like earthquakes and shit down there.
Oh, no. Yes. No, that's frightening.
Yeah.
But I kind of like being in my car, and I like the space, and I like being in my little pod.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you get like a little space to yourself, and like, I need that to like write and stuff. Like, people think, again, like, people always think, like, I'm being super funny, and I'm, like, I'm always doing crazy stuff, and, like, I am. In my own time, I'm always coming up with characters and ideas, and, like, I see something, I see, like, a fat guy or something, I'm gonna write that down. But, like, when I'm by myself, like, I'm writing. I write stuff, like, and I do it, like, in a notebook and shit, like... I'm a nerd, and like, I like to write stuff down, like, you know, like a Moleskine notebook or something.
Wow.
I've seen some of my heroes do that, so I started to do that too.
Yes, I really get that off of you, the way you get when you talk about writing.
Yeah.
I can tell that it's really special to you, and there's a lot of depth there, isn't there, Dan?
That's like what you're supposed to, like, that's what, you know, like, again, like, going back to, like, Woody Allen, like, who kind of talked about, he's like, you know, he's like this comedian, he's like super funny when he was like young, but then he's like not, because he's like trying to be artistic, and like, I do that too, like, I'm gonna like try to be like artistic and shit, and like say stuff, and like, I want to do a movie where like I'm in like a serious relationship or something, like, you know, and like, obviously my instinct is going to be like to be super funny, but it'd be awesome to do something like dark, you know?
Yeah. Picturing that movie too, I can really see that being something that people would watch.
Are you taking meetings while you're out here? Or are you sitting down with anyone?
Yeah, it's like meetings like all the time. I just go in there, dude, and like, dude, I do this crazy thing. Like, I'll kick my shoes off, and the people are like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just making myself at home and shit. Like,
I was about to ask.
Get up on the furniture.
Meeting moves.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm just there to make people laugh, and, like, they want me to, they're like, what ideas do you have? And I'm like, I got this one, like, rah, rah, like a bird or some shit, and I'm just making them laugh, and it's just dope, you know? Like, it's like, to me, that's like – me and them just doing like a one-on-one kind of show.
Yeah, that's amazing because there's so many people in comedy who, you know, they'll go up on stage and they'll do like the whole funny show, but then when you get them in a meeting, it's like, hello, it's just this Mr. Normal guy.
Yeah, I don't totally get that.
Like, and it seems like that's the one time when you should really be pushing it the hardest.
Yeah, I always put, whenever I see anyone, I always push it. I always push my comedy like right in their face and stuff, and they love it. Like, you know, it's like I'll even like stand above them a little bit, and if they like bend down and I'm still like making them laugh and stuff, like as close as my face can get to theirs and just being as funny as I can. It's awesome.
The thing and that's one of the things I love about you that I always tell people is you're never going to catch him not doing the shit that he's doing on stage and stuff.
Dude, it's
like
awesome.
You're always doing that and you don't seem to ever wear out. And now you brought up Woody Allen a couple times. How do you feel about people seem kind of mad with him?
Like, all I could say is, like, you know, like, he was awesome at one point, and now, like, whatever he did is, like, not so awesome, but, like, he did some awesome shit, so that's
people do seem to be forgetting that, though, and that's an important thing to bring, just part of the conversation, it's really something to bring up.
Yeah, like, he did some awesome shit, and it's like, dude, like, that was awesome shit, so I don't know, like, it's hard for me, like, I just care about the comedy, you know, like, I don't want to get too involved in other stuff, like, I just love the comedy so much, I love learning about comedy, I'm a student.
Who else, growing up, you came from Jersey, famously, when you were growing up there, who else were some of your inspirations, and what just really made you want to do this?
Well, like, you know, I, growing up as a kid, I saw, like, Seinfeld, and, like, I read about how much money he was making, how famous he was, and he was all over magazines and stuff, and I was like, that would be so dope, like, I want to do that, you know, and that was
not
awesome.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yada yada yada.
Yes. And I even did that, like, I did like a yada 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 in my
thing.
And it was like, it was just what he did, but I was like doing it myself, you know, and it was like, I'm doing what my heroes do.
And have you ever gotten the chance to meet him?
I haven't yet, but like, if I do, dude, like, I would, I'm gonna like snap a selfie, man.
Yeah.
And fucking post that. You know how many likes that shit would get? Like, my fans would love that, and I would love it if they loved it.
So you are on all kinds of social media.
Kind of social media.
You're
I
out
love
there.
It.
Is that
so
important
cool.
for a comedian working today to be
dude.
Part of the internet?
I would say, yeah, totally. I think, like, for me, it's like, it's all about the internet. Like, I think that's like the wave of the future for content and like even my special. I put it out on YouTube because I didn't want to go through the traditional channels. I didn't, you know, it's like I get to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what made it all possible. And that's what people kind of love about it so much.
I did notice one thing about your Twitter. It used to be a lot of jokes that you post jokes on there. Now it's pretty much just show dates. And like when you're going to be on TV and stuff like that.
And that's awesome. Yeah. Like if I'm going to be on At Midnight, if I'm like whenever I'm going to be on anything, I think it's awesome to get the word out there. And like people love it. They're like, come to my town. And I'm like, dude, for booking, contact, you know, Seth Pinkies, he's my manager, anyone at LTA, all those guys are so awesome. And just contact them and it's like, I will be there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Points from At Midnight. I see you get some points.
Yes, points. Dude, I will do any of that shit. I will do anything to be on TV and make people laugh. I'll do anything.
Shall we get into something we wanted to do with you?
Yeah.
I think people are curious watching your set, where it comes from, as with any comedy show.
And one thing I want to say, too, is, you know, you mentioned being a sort of a studier of comedy and a studier of jokes.
Totally.
And I think that is... what makes you uniquely equipped to do this next segment?
To turn
with
the magnifying glass onto yourself.
That's awesome. Like, I love talking about this shit. I love showing people the process. Like,
great.
For like those nerdy kids at home,
that's
like,
so
this
great.
Is their chance to be like, how does my hero do it?
Mm-hmm. That's so great. Because, honestly, I mean, you act like it's nothing, but a lot of people would say, this is a secret that I need to protect, you know, to keep other people from getting into the industry.
I'm totally open, you know, like, I'm always coming up with, like, different shit. Like, even in this room, I'm, like, trying to come up with, like, different ideas, like, about the lights or, like, the doors and shit.
I was just
like,
hoping I stay out of this crosshair.
Who invented doors, you know what I mean?
I don't want to catch a beaten.
Yeah, who invented floors and walls and shit? You know what I mean?
No.
Who named ceilings? Okay, this is a floor, that makes sense. This is a wall. Oh, okay, I get that. Ceiling? Seal? Like, seal? Like, what the fuck? So, I don't know. That's just
but I never think about that
right?
stuff,
like, who named
honestly.
That shit?
Well, there's so much we take for granted.
Yes,
is.
Exactly. And I like to do that, like, little slice of life stuff and just, like, observational and...
And that is good because everyone has floors. Everyone's around walls all the time.
Exactly. And no one's laughing at it. And I just want to make everybody laugh.
Yeah. Well, let's go into – this is a joke that a lot of people listening to this will have heard before. But we just want to play it and maybe have you describe the process that went into
it.
So this is from your most recent stand-up special. It's been in all your other stand-up specials as well, right?
Yes.
But
I use some of the same stuff because people love it so much, and I just love to give it back to them, you know?
Yes. So we'll just play it, and then you can talk about it.
You wouldn't go see Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they don't play Freebird.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. So we'll just play it, and then you can talk about it afterwards. Is that okay?
That's dope.
Okay.
Unless there's an accident or something, they wouldn't play it.
This is from Dan's special, This Is Comedy.
So, I'm at Starbucks the other day. I feel like that place can never get my name right, you know? I walk in there, I'm like, I'll have a Grandy coffee. I mean, I say their dumbass names, they should be able to say my normal-ass one, right? Dan, D-A-N, that's like the easiest name there is. The only way my name could be any easier if it was like, duh. Duh. So I wait 20 minutes or however long it takes to make a dumbass drink there. Guy calls my name, he's like, Darnoosh? Darnoosh? What? I didn't get Darnoosh from Dan. Is Darnoosh even a real name? What the fuck? All right, now I definitely can't top that. Good night.
And see, but
yo,
before we get into this, yes, I was noticing that you are smiling and nodding and just sort of going through it with the audience. Are you able to surprise yourself still?
I do, man. Sometimes I just crack myself up and it's so awesome because I'm just like loving it so much. You know, I just want to be a part of it. And it's comedy's just so awesome. You know, like I just love making people laugh and getting famous, you know?
One thing I gotta ask, is this true?
Yes.
Did this really happen?
So what happened was I was at a Starbucks and like, so I don't know if you guys know this, but Starbucks, they don't have like small, medium, large and shit like that.
Okay. It's like, yes. I mean, you almost blow past this. You just kind of blow past it.
Yeah.
It's just a little throwaway. Yes. It's a spice.
Right.
On the meal that is the, you know, name joke.
And so they have all these like crazy ass names for their like sizes and shit. And it's like, okay, so you guys are going to give me these like crazy ass names for your sizes. Then I tell the guy, my name's Dan, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's loud or whatever and some shit. Like I'm sure like whatever the fuck, like the guy messed up, but he messes up my name. And like, my name is like a normal, like American name. And this guy like messes up my name and it's like, what the fuck, right?
And did he actually write Darnoosh on
it? It was like some shit like that, you know? Like, he wrote like something down, but like, you know, again, like in shaping the joke and the joke kind of becomes its own thing. Like, what's more important is that it's like funny and people are laughing and it's just important that people are just like laughing and having a good time, you know? That's what's important.
So it wasn't that exact. Do you remember exactly like
it's just as long as the people are laughing, you know, like it doesn't matter exactly what happened. Like, it's all about just like they have like fucked up weird names. I have a normal name. Like, I'm like a normal like dude and they like fucked up my time. And so like, then I like burned him, you know?
So he did get it wrong. He did get your name wrong.
He like sort of did it. Like, he sort of did. And like, trust me, like the joke kind of has grown, but he fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you're folding the sword, you know?
Yeah.
The weak part gets hammered out and you sort of.
Exactly.
So this is where the big laugh is. And so, yes, maybe and Hayes, you seem obsessed with the specific of the name.
Well, don't take it as a criticism.
But you've asked three or four times now. I feel like he's answered you.
I thought I was done learning.
And for everybody, Dan, you know, just let them know they got the name wrong.
They fuck up a lot. That's what's important.
That's what I'm asking. If he did get the name wrong,
they fuck up like a lot. Like, that's what's important, and that's what makes people laugh. So that specific time, like whatever, dude. Like, what's important is that they mess up a lot, and that's what's
said it was loud. I mean, they could mishear him the same way they could mishear him. Talk about the sizes?
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. I used to have like a whole riff on that, and that's in like some of my older stuff. But like Grandy or whatever, it's like, what are we, like Spain? Like, are we like Christopher Columbus or some shit? Like,
even if we are,
yes,
even
if
we are.
What language does Grande mean? A medium?
Oh my god, dude. That's funny.
That's
really.
Medium size.
That's really funny.
And small is tall.
And small means small. And
tall means not big. Small.
Yeah, I don't. Big. I honestly like don't get it. And that's what's like funny about it.
Yeah.
That's like what I love to kind of point those things out and just make people laugh.
You find things in life that confuse you, and instead of them making you upset, you turn them into something to make you laugh.
Exactly. That's like, yeah, that's the exact formula. Like, you find the thing, you make everyone laugh about this thing where someone else fucked up.
I'll tell you the most miserable son of a bitch in Hollywood, the guy who works at the Coffee Bean. And their sizes are normal, small, medium, large.
Yes.
But people are ordering tall and grande to him. And he just knows, okay, well, you're not a loyal customer.
That's really
right?
funny, dude. Yeah,
like,
that's, yes.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
I thought you were going to say Liam Neeson after his wife, the whole thing.
That awful accident. Yeah. Yes, sure, the skiing accident.
But I would love to hear the early versions of that joke. If you said, like, it went through these different evolutions.
Sure.
Like, do you remember?
Like, if you were to start and be like, dude, I went in a Starbucks and they got me this like great coffee, like people aren't gonna like laugh at that because there's not like a comedic take and like my talent, like what I've always had just like in me because like I'm super funny, like I just can see the funny part of that.
Wow.
And the funny part is that they have to write down your name.
Yes.
And sometimes they get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's what's funny, but they have these like crazy names. Mm-hmm. So that's what I started to change it and like shape it and like massage it. And like, and I work hard on this stuff. Like, I've been doing stand up for like almost 3 years now. And like, I work like super hard. Like, I did like open mics at the beginning and like, you know, then I like did my own shit and like here I am. So so that's that.
Do you ever look back on those open mic days? Like, what was going
so
on
crazy,
with you back
dude,
then?
Like, it was like I'm just like not gonna make it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
you must have been
like,
worried
that I wasn't gonna make it.
Yeah,
and everyone at home was like, "I hope you make it." You know, like, I really want you to make it, and I was like, "I want to make it too."
Family
and,
supportive.
Yeah, dude, they were like totally chill about it because they all knew like I was super funny.
Yeah.
And like I would go home and crack and they're like, "You have to make it because like you're so funny." Mm-hmm. And
you
know, must have
been
did,
the funny one out of your friends.
Yeah, I was like always like the funniest one.
Yeah.
I was cracking everyone up like, and like all the jocks and stuff would be like, "Yo, what's that, like what are those guys like laughing at?"
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Wait, they want to like watch me be funny?" And like I would like start doing shit and this started laughing. Like, it
can
was awesome.
Being funny be a way to get girls?
At first you're like, this sucks. Like, I'm not getting girls. But then as you get more famous and shit, like, then you start getting, like, hotter girls.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It's going back to high school. What's sort of interesting about being funny, it's sort of a way to be a popular nerd, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. That's, like, kind of what it is. You're, like, still nerdy. Like, I was reading comic books and shit. And, like, but then, like, people are like, "I want you to, like, do something, like, make me laugh. Like, you know, I'm having, like, a bad day or something." And, like, then you're kind of, like, playing both sides. Like, it's awesome.
So it's like being a nerd, except people like you, and you get a girlfriend.
And you're popular.
Yes, yeah,
and, girlfriend.
Like, you're doing fine.
Yo, you know what it's like? Everybody else is trying to open the front door, and you're like, "Oh, I can't get the front door. Front door doesn't work for me."
Yeah, secret entrance.
But you go and around in the side, or maybe through, you know, a different entrance.
Exactly. Like, you're like a nerd, but you're successful, popular, having a fine time, relaxed, and happy.
Yeah, the inside of the house. Yes, and that's all
like
happening inside the house.
Yeah, but getting good grades.
Yeah, getting good grades. Everyone's proud of you. You have a good family life, but like, you're like a nerd and shit. A
lot of
options. It's like and I was like kind of poor growing up too.
Oh
yeah, I like
damn.
Wasn't rich.
Wow.
Yeah, like yeah.
What
is tough?
That makes your achievements even bigger.
Yeah,
what'd you
like,
do?
I mean, did you have to hustle to get where you are?
Exactly. Like I didn't like.
Holy
like,
fucking! Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt,
I
but I mean,
I
just am realizing
that.
How much you must have had to hustle.
I did.
If you're coming from more of a poor background, name
I
your town.
Like, a lot of rich kids, like, they come to town here and people are like, "Oh, you're rich, so here's like a job or something."
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But like, poor kids, like, or, you know, poorer, like, you know, like, I wasn't the richest kid in school, so like, I had to like do extra stuff. Like, I had a job in high school and shit, and like, and then so like, to make it in the business, like, I had to like work another job for like a couple months and shit, and that was hard.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm putting together? As you said, you're from Jersey.
Yeah. And like Jersey.
Which that kind of implies, you know?
Yes, yeah. I'm just like, I was just like a kid from Jersey, you know?
Literally.
And now, like, I live in LA and like, I'm doing great.
Whoa.
And like, school was hard because, you know, I was a nerd, but I was getting good grades and doing well and getting girls and stuff. But that was like, I was like a nerd.
Yeah.
And like, now I'm like, getting successful.
Well, did you have one crew you fit in with? Or did you kind of float among a lot of crews?
Well, that's what's like crazy is like, you know, like there was all these cliques in high school, but because I was like this curly haired kid and like, you know, I wasn't like one of the rich kids. I wasn't one of the jocks. So like I would just kind of make everyone laugh. And that's what I realized I loved about it. And that's like what I still just want to do.
Let me ask you, speaking of success, and you're certainly not poor anymore, have you spoken to any brands or like, and you, I mean, you using Starbucks so much in your act, is that something that you could parlay
into? Dude, I would love it. I would love it, but I, straight up, like, Starbucks is paying me nothing, all right? I'm still like kind of poor. Like, I still do like my own laundry and shit, okay? So, like, I'm not exactly rich yet, but I think I'm getting
there. Funny, because you talk about it in your act, and I'm still thinking, no way.
I'm not totally there yet, okay? But, like, I can tell, like, things are happening. Like, Seth, you know, my manager and stuff is like getting stuff going, and like, I'm gonna be in a couple, like, small parts, like, you know, Fluffy, you guys know that?
Yeah.
Comedian, like, he's super hilarious. Like, yes. I'm gonna have like a small part in one of his things, and like, it's gonna be awesome. Like, and
Could you do some of his stand up material?
Can I use some of it?
Could you do it?
We've talked about it. He would be totally cool with that, but like, part of doing comedy is you're supposed to like respect each other's like material.
Yeah.
So, really?
Yeah. And even though I'm like, this is so funny and I think I could do it like really well. Mm-hmm. And like, we talked about it. And he explained to me, it's awesome. It's like, this is yours and this is mine. I came up with it.
That's so interesting because when you go to a music concert,
right,
sometimes they will do a different song from another guy.
Right. Yeah. It's like a different kind of world though. Like, it's funny though. Like, I am kind of like been hanging out with more musicians and stuff. And, you know, like, I'm learning how to like play guitar and stuff.
Wow.
And it's really cool. Like, musicians are, it's like a totally different kind of person. You know, like comedians, like, you get in a room with comedians, you're like, okay, these guys act this way. You get in a room with musicians, like, oh, these guys act this way.
Different.
Yeah. It's like a little different. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
It is really interesting. Yeah. And like,
when
it's cool.
I'm thinking about it, I think you might be right.
Right? Like, you would think that everyone just acts the same, but then when I start to point it out, you realize people act sort of differently.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And like, I don't know, musicians are cool. Like, I think deep down, I've always kind of like wanted to be like a rock star, you know, like,
okay.
I've always like wanted to be like on stage, but like comedy is just like,
it's the way you carry yourself when you're up there. It is sort of like that aggressive, like, stance, like,
rock star, like, you know, I like that stuff, you know, so I like chilling with those guys.
Yes. Cool. You know what? Your shows do feel less like a stand-up comedy show
right.
and more like a fucking rock concert.
Yeah, that's kind of what I like model it after. I'm like, I want to do stadiums. I want to do that kind of stuff. I want to have my name in lights and stuff. And I just want all that stuff. I can't wait. I really can't wait.
We're pulling for you, Dan. We really are.
Everyone is. And it's been so dope. And, you know, it's been so cool having so much support from literally everybody that I know. Like, not one person has ever said I've done a bad job or done anything wrong, so it's awesome.
Do you have stuff you want to plug just like while you're here in town, or are you doing any shows?
I'm not booked for anything yet, but like, I'm looking to get up on stage like anywhere, like for paid bookings, like contact my manager, like LTA, like they're gonna hook it up. But like, I'll do any big shows or anything where I could kind of close out the night. And I just want people to watch my special. Like, I can't wait to get more material to do another one, and, you know, just like keep hustling and making that money, you know, but it is a hustle.
And I so admire that, because so many of these guys go up there and act like it's just like a normal, another day for
them. Like,
but you really show how hard you try. And
I try so hard.
And that's a funny thing too.
It's funny and it's nice and I'm likable, I think, like where people can cast me and stuff. And I like that about me.
Well, and yeah, I mean, basically you're a nice looking guy.
Yeah. You know, and it's
in
like,
terms of, if you want to do acting in movies, I think that's available to you.
Yeah.
A good looking guy.
And it's like, I'm unlucky in some ways. Like, I wasn't like the coolest guy, but like, I don't know, something about this feels lucky in some other ways, you know, like, I'm I feel lucky that I got to be like this funny.
That gratitude's gonna take you far, Dan. Now let's figure out who got the pro version this week.
Yeah, let's look that up really quick, and then you can talk about the different social media and things, because we are on social media as well.
Okay, well, if you're a fan of Dan and tuning in for this, let's see who qualifies for that. Everybody,
dude, follow me on Twitter.
It's huge for us, honestly. Like, I do just want to thank you for you coming on here.
I love
our show like this. Like, this is not a small show, but like to get someone like you, it's a lot of listens. You
and
know.
I know we were going back and forth like with my manager and stuff about getting on here. Yeah.
Timing,
like,
and we understand. Yeah, we no, have yeah. to do this it's sort so of hard. At your place. The, and,
I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Get some of the Danimals.
Yeah, get those Danimals out there, dude. I got people tweeting at me right now.
Oh, like, you can feel
blowing
it.
Up. Yeah, I can feel it buzzing. Wow. I love getting notifications on my phone.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay, well, okay, I'm going to do this, the social media stuff. Okay. So please like us on Facebook. If you could go on the Earwolf forums and talk to us and let us know if you have a question for Dan, we'll try to relay it to him.
How do you plug your different things?
Dude, I'm just like always on Twitter, put my show dates out there. Yeah. I just tweet constantly. Like okay. I will tweet about 150 to 250 times a day and just like get out there. And that's awesome. And like people love it. That's what's so cool.
We should do okay, that. Dan, not your yeah. fault, but Hayes, you did interrupt me and I was still going and I
well,
was going to say.
Well, I think it's good advice. I just
But you did interrupt
we
me.
We only have him for, yes, I understand. But
and so we
Dan.
Can do it after.
Okay. It's for, we only have him for so long.
Dude, this is like a comedy routine or something.
If only.
It is funny. He's right. It's funny.
No, it's funny, but it's...
There's something funny about it.
Yes. There's something about the tone of it that's kind of funny. But at the same time, you interrupted me. Now rate us on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and write a review. There. That's it. Now ask him whatever you want.
Well, I did. I asked him the... It was just one thing. Brandon Dryrock got the pro version.
I mean, am I overreacting?
Well, I was talking just there and you were speaking in the middle of me talking. So is that even? Is that the same now?
I feel like mommy and daddy are fighting.
He's right. See? Thank you, Dad. I mean, it's like, it is funny. There's always something
it
funny.
It makes
always
me look at how funny. Silly.
Yes.
You know, it just really totally diffuses the tension.
Yeah, dude. And like, people are always acting silly.
Yeah.
Brandon Dryrock bought the pro version of our podcast this week. We have a big, big package coming your way. Thank you, Brandon. Dan... I'm sure Brandon would really love. He paid a lot of money for this thing, and I'm sure Brandon Dryrock would love just a little bit on his name.
Brandon Dryrock, yeah. I hope you're not in the ocean, because if you were, I think you'd be a little bit of a wet rock.
Oh, no. We didn't tell him anything beforehand. No. Did we tell you his name beforehand?
Dude, I never heard of this dude in my life. Like that, honestly, was like off the top of my head. Like that's just like part of being a comedian. It's like sometimes you just got to be funny.
Your mind. Like, what is going on in your mind? The twists.
Dude, yeah, my mind is, like, crazy.
Does it scare you? Like, does it scare you?
Sometimes, dude, like, I don't know where this stuff comes from, but, like, it does, so I guess I'm lucky.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.